I think the most timely topic to talk about is there was a lot of rain that came down in a short amount of time over the weekend. And not only is that causing some headaches for farmers trying to harvest crops out of the field, but also for ranchers who either still have some of that hay down or bales sitting on the fields. So what do we know at this point, Carl, and as far as it relates to a lot of rain and the hay that's out there?
A lot of farmers in North Dakota tend to bale hay and then leave it there if they're doing ditches and low ground and come back at a later time to pick it up, usually when there's more time to be had. In other words, in the fall time is usually a great time for gathering bales, so sometimes we don't worry too much about where the bales are placed after baling, although this year we got caught with our heavy rains, because those low areas which we normally hay this time of year now got filled full of water, and the hay bales that were still laying there after being baled now are sitting in 6 inches of water, maybe 3 feet of water, maybe 5 feet of water. And obviously, the more water that are covering those bales, the more damage or loss of nutrients quality are sitting in those bales. In a low-lying area where there's water creeping up and filling full of bales, and the water infiltrates into the bale, more than just the 6 inches, it wicks up in higher levels of the bale. So more than likely, there's going to be a lot of mold exist in these bales that were sitting in water. And that type of mold is not good for beef cattle.
What are your recommendations when ranchers go out to assess the damage? What can they look for in poor quality hay? And if they do have some problems like mold and quality issues, what do they do with that hay?
Yeah, the first problem with too much water leads to mold, higher moisture content. And if it was wet enough, it could, there's really three levels of wetness in a bale. If it's exceptionally wet, it'll just rot and turn into manure and go to pieces that way. If there's just the right amount of moisture, you could make silage out of bales. But in a flooding condition like this, more than likely, the bales are not 80% water. They're not 50% moisture for silage. They're probably 20 to 30% moisture content in the bale, and that's usually a great haven for mold. And unfortunately, when we go to feed those bales, that amount of mold might be really affect the quality and feeding value for the cows. We just don't know just how much mold there is. So how do you know how much there is? Open up the bale and look inside. Of course, you probably won't know that until feeding time, but be sure to be wary about what's going on. For people that have bales in flooded areas where like a river that could drain a large surface area rather than just a small dugout area or a low area in the field, That type of flood water might have other things in it that we're always leery about. We don't know what might be in flood water. Might be silt, might be other things floating from upstream. I can't describe what could be in there, but that's the problem. We don't know what type of contaminants might be in those bales. So if you're in a river-type area where it's flooded, those bales just might be wasted. And at that point, all we can really do is let them return back to nature and compost. Remember, they're too wet to burn, so the only other choice is to just let it sit out there and rot away.
Well, and I think another timely topic, too, is not only do we have to worry about the forage side of things, but we've had some quality issues pop up in, you know, the small grains that, you know, may go to livestock feed. So what sort of caution do we need to err with when it comes to the feed side of things coming into the fall?
You know, I've talked a lot about molds, and molds are an issue with cattle. Usually it decreases feed intake. I'm always amazed at how much molds we feed our beef cows as compared to our dairy cows. Dairy cows, if you feed any amount of mold, it's going to decrease their feed intake and decrease milk production. But with our beef cows, I'm always surprised how much we inadvertently feed to our cattle. On the other hand, molds aren't such a problem. It's the toxins that are involved with the molds that create a problem. And certain things like ergot is really dirt that's been shown, that has shown up in previous years in some of our small grains, wheat, rye. That can cause abortions, decrease blood flow to the extremities. All it takes is a few kernels to really create symptoms, so that's a big deal. Vomitoxin, on the other hand, DON, has been showing up in a lot of fields out here in North Dakota. The FDA does limit that amount in processed or manufactured feeds, but we did research here at the Carrington Research Extension Center about 20 years ago feeding high levels of vomitoxin that was in dairy to our feedlot cattle, and we didn't find any differences in backgrounding cattle, finishing cattle, pregnant cows, lactating cows, or replacement heifers. So we don't worry about the level of vomitoxin, although vomitoxin is known for its namesake, because it'll cause pigs to vomit. So there are certain levels that you want to stay away from, but there is an opportunity. But the main thing is to know what type of toxin you do have in those moldy feedstuffs.
Anything else, Carl, that we're forgetting from the conversation? I know there's a lot to talk about, a lot of unknowns, and we just have to be cautious when it comes to the time where we're heavily feeding those cattle, right?
Well, if it looks bad, be sure to not depend upon that as the sole feed source for cattle. I've noticed over years, if you provide access to some of these moldy feeds, cows, if they're not hungry, they won't eat it. So if we limit feed and force them to eat it, that could show up as in problems later on. But if they happen to be eating some of those bales, they'll pick and choose what they want to eat and not eat the rest of it. So in some of these moldy bales that are sitting in water out here, maybe there's a percentage that might be feedable. But we need to be careful and find out what it looks like when the season gets to be here this winter. I suspect we're going to see a lot of rot in some of these bales that have been sitting in water. And just won't turn into feed this year, so it's going to be a shortage of feed crop for some people again.